Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Unity, what is it you think of when you hear the word unity? I think of oneness, bringing together, oneness in spirit, oneness in purpose. We're in unity here in allowing ourselves to learn about ourselves, the spirit. So when you look at different things, can unity apply to those things like you, an individual, a family, a workplace, a nation, a planet? Unity can be applied to anything on this earth. Unity means simply bringing together. Now, let's start with letting go of any expectations of perfection, because the only true unity is in what we call God. Some people call it cosmic consciousness. There are any number of names for this tremendous power, but it has no name. But it is true unity, and each one of us are a part of that unity. And that's one of the beautiful things about learning meditation, because you experience that unity within yourself. Wow, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? So let's deal with unity as basically a universal thing that's possible for us to experience in our own personal unique way. And let's let go of our expectations of what we're going to create on a cosmic level until we're mature enough to do that. Let's start at home. Everybody here, I believe, knows how to ground, but I'm going to give you a reminder, because the unity for you, the spirit, begins with your grounding. So just close your eyes and tune into you. And create a flow of energy from your first chakra through the chair and the floor all the way to the center of the earth. Your first chakra is located near the base of your spine. This is your foundation. It's your connection as spirit with the body and the earth, and the connection of the body to the earth. As you ground, be aware of the body. Be aware of the heaviness. The physical world is heavy. It has weight. As spirit, we do not. But by grounding, we bring these two aspects of ourselves together. Then allow yourself to open the chakras in the arches of your feet and let the energy flow to you from the earth. Create a unity between you and your planet, planet Earth, if you've forgotten. Let that energy from the earth flow to your first chakra and down your grounding cord to enhance it. You've just unified your system. That's one of the main purposes of CDM, to bring together. We have a world where things appear to be flying apart at the present, and that's what it needs to do so that it can come back together. It flies apart and it comes back together. Waves go in, waves go out. People get born, people die. Things happen. They're always changing. And as you ground and allow yourself, the spirit, to come into the center of your head, which I'm inviting you to do right now, you unify your little universe. Come to the top of your head and sit there for a moment. You may feel a tingling or a vibration or a warmth. Just simply be aware of yourself. You are spirit. You are not your body. But you are now flowing through a physical body. Say hello to your body. Then slowly come to the center of your head, where you, the spirit, could be neutral about what you discover here that you've created. And that's important, because you don't want to waste your time judging yourself. Should I repeat that? Breathe in, breathe out, and feel your body around you. Experience the unity between you, the spirit, and your body. Let the body feel you. Feel your bright presence. You're the light and life of your body. And as you bring that unification into your system, you affect the entire world. The more of us who do this, the more others will be able to. We're changing the vibration on the planet. Just sitting here in this little place, in this little town, be aware of your grounding, your centering. Be aware of how you're affecting your own reality and how you're affecting the world around you. Take some nice deep breaths and listen to your heartbeat. Be aware of your breathing, because this will all help you, the spirit, come into the present where your body exists. It's the only place your body exists, is in the present. You are unifying spirit and body. This is a dichotomy that has been a mystery on planet Earth for a very long time, and it's still a mystery to many people. It's so simple. You are spirit, you are not your body. You create your body as a vessel to manifest in the physical realm. Can't get more simple than that. And everything that's spiritual is simple. But by golly, look around you. In this world, we have created a multitude of religions and systems to try to explain this one simple reality: spirit-body duality, and how to bring those two aspects of oneself together. Increase your grounding, because we're dealing with some big things. I had a friend not long ago who was in a very upsetting growth period, and you know, she got calmed down after a while, and I said, "Don't worry, it's really just a big life," and it made her laugh, and things got better. This is a big deal that you're learning. The great minds and souls of this planet have been working on this spirit-body duality from the beginning of time. You've got it. Take a nice deep breath and own it. Grounding, centering, running energy, creating and exploding roses. All of these simple techniques allow you to bring together. Now focus in the center of your head, your spirit. And I want you to be aware of the cells in your body. This is your universe. You're in charge. You're the God here. You make all the decisions. You heal or don't heal. You're aware or you're unaware. You, the spirit, are constantly creating this little universe. What if all your cells were planets? You have a big universe. I don't think we have any nurses in here like we usually do, or they could tell me how many cells there are in a body. I do know there are a lot. You are unifying that. You, the spirit, are unifying the information that you have gained through many lifetimes. You are unifying that now in this lifetime. Be in the center of your head, be grounded, and allow yourself to experience the joy of unity. The joy of oneness with yourself. The joy of oneness with your God. The joy of oneness with all things. No one ever needs to feel alone. We're always in unity if we stop and pay attention. Now I want you then to go ahead and float above your head. That's all right. You can leave the body for a moment. And be aware of the body without you in it. Let the body be aware of not having you there. How does the body feel? At this point, most of you have been meditating for a while, so it may feel that it kind of misses you. Then slowly come back to the top of your head, into the center of your head, and say hello to your body. And allow you and the body to feel that oneness. You are the light and the life of your body. Take a moment of silence just to experience this duality coming together, spirit and body. Stacy found a good quote that she put in on the bulletin today. It says, look within and unify your spirit-body dichotomy to help bring unity to yourself and the world. And I said, wow, where'd you get that? I wrote it. It was in a blog. But I want you to be aware of how important this is, how powerful this is. Breathe in, breathe out. Be in the center of your head and experience the power of that unity and how important your grounding, your centering, and your other techniques are to help this happen, to keep the body safe, to help you, the spirit, remember how to relate to a body. To help you, the spirit, remember how you want to use this body. And to help you cleanse the body of any inappropriate things you've created within it. So let's do a little fun work for ourselves and use your grounding cord to just release anything that gets in the way of you bringing together you, the spirit, and your body. I'll pause to allow you to do that, just let go. No effort, just let go. You don't even have to know what it is, just let it go. Breathe in, breathe out. Reassure the body. As you let go of these old patterns, these things that your body may have believed it needed. Be aware of yourself in the center of your head as you do this, and be aware of your body as you ground and let go of anything between you and that oneness. Now let's check back in with that little universe we run. All the cells, all the things that make up this body. And from the center of your head, just simply own it. Get the concept, mine. And own your body for you. You, the spirit, have a purpose in this unified system that we have. Take a nice deep breath. And again, focus in the center of your head. Breathe in, breathe out, and allow your body to adjust. Unifying, bringing together. Oneness in spirit. But how do we deal with life on planet Earth as a soul one with God. We acknowledge and respect the body and the way it works. And it's separate. So while you're allowing your oneness in God, allow your own unique separateness within this unique body. Don't think about it, please. You all are such capable intellects. Simply experience it. You are spirit. You are now in a body. And that body has its own unique situation. Now, in your unity with God, what is your purpose? And in your manifestation in a body, how can you manifest that purpose? And I will give you a moment to meditate on that, because that's rather a big picture for everybody. What is your purpose, and how do you manifest it through that body? Don't forget to breathe. Now, breathe in and breathe out. Let's expand our awareness a tiny bit. Everybody here has a family of some sort. So I want you to tune into how you unify your family. You may no longer be physically with your family. That's okay. What have you gained from them? What have they gained from you? How are you together in purpose? Maybe you're not in agreement about your purpose. Use your grounding to just let go of anything that keeps you from manifesting your purpose and having unity within yourself. You still have unity with them through DNA. You still have unity with them through matching life experience. Be aware of whether you fight that or take advantage of it. That's supposed to be amusing. I notice all of you are very serious about families. Let go of the fight down your grounding cord and accept what you have. Receive what you have from your parents and your siblings and your friends. This is a form of unity. What you have learned, what you have given. Allow that unity. And find at least a slight bit of amusement about how much you resist these people we call family. Look at the real meaning of your connection with these people. You got the body you wanted. I mean, if nothing else, your parents gave you a body, right? I think that's really wonderful. That is true unity. You may be in a completely different world now. That doesn't matter. You still carry their DNA. You carry what you wanted from them. This is a form of unity beyond what you usually focus on. And hopefully will help you become more neutral. More neutral about everyone in your life. Because we are all connected. Now we are in God one. And God is all things. That includes people you like and the people you don't like. I know the people, some out there that quite a few of you are extremely mad with. I highly recommend you let go of the ways you're alike. The ways you are like the people you judge so harshly. You might be disturbed about how much that is. But you have unity with that person. You have unity in the fact that you're both human beings. You have unity in that you are one in God. They are as much a part of God as you are a part of God. Are you going to fight this? Or are you going to simply accept it and manifest your purpose? Breathe in, breathe out. One of the ways I really enjoy unification of a group is laughter. Sometimes I walk into CDM and there's a healing time going on and everything's so serious. So I do something rude and people laugh. It's great. And you'll notice the energy in the room changes and everybody does come together. Take a nice deep breath and validate your purpose. Allow your grounding to enhance. And again, be in the center of your head and accept your body. Care for your body as it is right now. Bring yourself and your body together. Unify. Experience God by bringing spirit and body together. Stop looking for God outside of you. Because God is within you and God is all around you. When you begin to live this, you understand unity. Take a nice deep breath. And let's do what we have the most fun with, communication with Jesus and then with God. So begin by saying hello to Jesus. And allow yourself to communicate with Jesus. He was a great teacher, an amazing soul. We also had Buddha and we had Muhammad. And we had so many great teachers. Let's talk to Jesus today. So ask Jesus to give you some small piece of information about unity that would be helpful to you at this time. Then ask Jesus for a healing to help you bring yourself, the spirit, more into your physical body to manifest your purpose. Let yourself receive. One of the big problems with all of you healers is receiving. Just receive. Take a nice deep breath and thank Jesus for the healing. And before you release him, Allow yourself to feel a level of unity with this great teacher, Jesus. He and all the great teachers are with us at all times. All you have to do is open your awareness to them. All right, now let's bring a bright gold sun above your head. Let that bright gold energy come into you and through your body. Remember, we were talking about all those cells in your body, their little planets. Fill them with that gold energy. Let the gold energy cleanse you, heal you, wash away anything you're ready to let go of. Let it go all the way into the center of the earth. And I want you to be aware of your God. I don't define God for anybody. The only definition I give is that God is all things. That, of course, irritates a lot of people because that makes them very confused about good and bad. So I want you to say hello to your God. And experience the unity. I'm going to just give you a few silent moments to experience oneness with your God. Take a nice deep breath. Bring your attention back to the physical world. And be aware that you have the ability to experience that unity at any time, in any place. To remind yourself who you are and what it's all about. Take a nice deep breath. And if you'd like to continue to allow that gold energy to flow through you, you certainly may. Or you may wish to simply let it go and let your vibration come to a level that's comfortable for you. Be aware of the unity that is always with you. When you're ready, just pat your knee, wiggle your foot to get your attention back to your body. When you're ready, bend forward and release some energy.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.